Okay. Yeah, as you notice the crime statistics and you see where a black female has a 4-time greater chance of being raped than a white person living in a white community, and it's black against black, black men on drugs, black men drinking too much, black men robbing, stealing. These statistics are used by the powers to be to show that we need more guns and more ammunition. And all it is we justify repressive actions by the state and by the federal government, by our own needs. We as blacks have got to show the kind of leadership that McClellan showed. And if we do this, then I think maybe some of our young people will respect our leadership a little bit more. It's easy to cry racism, white racism. It's easy to say black, you know, and but it's very difficult for leaders to say, hey, look, we're not up to snuff, you know. Let's do some things in our community that's gonna make it a better place to live. You know, we have congressmen, we have state senators and delegates, and we have all kind of leaders, and if you read the literature, it's all black first and American second, and we put the responsibility on the white community to be more responsive to our needs. Maybe we need to be a little more responsive to our own needs, and as we do that, then I think we can have a better impact on what the majority community does in terms of legislation, in terms of government, in terms of private business. I'd like to see a black that are McClellan and some white that are McClellans and getting together and saying, hey, we can get the job done. But I think it's only going to be done when the black community realize our own shortcomings and realize that we need to call it as we see it. If the crime is among us, let's see how we can straighten it out.
So you feel that Theodore McClellan, in recognizing the importance that crime statistics and economic statistics and would have, was more of a realist than, let's say, other liberal politicians?
Right, he was very practical. He was very practical. Well, I guess when you have a spiritual being about yourself, and your spiritual being is translated into your action. Okay, you live by the golden rule: do unto others as it. That's not really what I wanted to say. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, he was his brother's keeper. So everything he did, everything he said, reflected itself. I'm really lost to talk about liberalism and all of this, because a guy can be liberal and he votes for some legislation that's going to give $1 million to the poor, and if you don't watch him, he's got a consulting firm that gets $800,000 in payroll, okay, and $200,000 going down to the poor. So he goes out and says, I'm a great liberal, what am I doing? That's, you know, where a lot of people found themselves, talking a good game, but in the actual producing things that's going to be beneficial, programs, it just didn't relate. They didn't relate the theory, the hypothetical, to the practical. But McClellan had the ability to do this, and this is why he was on top. Governor twice and mayor twice, a Republican, a Democratic state, and a Democratic city. He had to have had that touch, because people would have seen through him if he was just a liberal per se, with a lot of hot air. Yeah.
About the inflammatory issue of open housing, McClellan's stance on that was rather clear, and that would seem to cause more friction, you know, than any other issue. And I'd like to have your comments on, you know, McKeldin and his position on open housing.
McKeldin believed that a person should live where he wanted to, where he could afford to live. Everybody should have decent housing. That was his position, and wherever he could, he fought for that policy. He didn't change his speech from the white community to the black community. Now, by McKeldin taking the leadership, it meant that everyone else in government had to move up to that particular position. The real estate industry, the Maryland legislature, the city council, the federal government, you know. He says all men are equal, under God and under the law. So the leadership that he gave to it had some effect on the changes that have come about in open housing. But I don't think his position created any violent responses because people always knew exactly where he stood. There was no question about it. So you agreed with him or you didn't agree with him. And if you didn't agree with him, you went on about your business. I do know when Governor was in the State House, he never locked the State House door. And at one time they wanted to lock the door because he had taken a position on some equal rights position, and the Ku Klux Klan burnt the cross on the State House lawn. They sure did. That's right. But he says, no, my door will be open. Just take that cross away from here. And that was the last incident. You see, he believed, he never backed off of it. And once people understand and know your position, they will respect your position. But if you change hot and cold, you see, and your actions indicate that you really aren't for this particular thing, people can sense this and they act accordingly. But he was just so far ahead of the pack that, that you either liked him or you didn't like him. And the guy on the street liked it. The guy on the street loved it. He always told me this. You go to a hotel, a restaurant, any place, or on a train, always know the man at the door. That's right. He said he can do more good than these folk you're going to meet with. Know the boot black, know the doorman, know the waiter, know the waitress, know the little people. So you stick with the little people and they'll keep you on top. They kept him on top. Because he was true in his beliefs. What else can we say about Theodore Roosevelt McKeldin? A leader among men? We need some McKeldins in Baltimore today.